One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Listening to the National Obsession and National League Football podcast. Was I in all the way there, John? Is
it? Pretty much. I think you started speaking before I put the light up. I
just thought zoomed it up.
Experienced just radio host as you.
I just thought you'd leave the faders open. No, just in case any magic comes out, John.
Just in case something just came to you at that moment.
Just hey, all magic.
In the bay, in the bin.
In
for
the
you.
Bay. In the bin. Rory
in
Keating.
The bin. In the bin.
Maybe by now.
Rory Keating was in the bay, now in the bin.
If he's left, he's left by now.
We can go, isn't it such a shame that he left? Edit.
Yeah. At least he's
great that he's still with
great
us.
Great that he's staying. Might give him a new impetus.
I think we covered all bases there.
That's it now.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it now. Hey, I'm in a white shirt, John, which is rare for me, isn't it?
You look very smart.
I'll just put on a little bit of Paul Smith for you today, John.
Yeah.
White shirt.
Very nice.
And I rarely wear a white shirt without a cardigan or a jumper or a jacket over the top.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because I'm a klutz, John. A klutz, and I've already got soy sauce on it. I did 3 gigs in one night, and I wore a white shirt, and I thought I'm going to get through all 3. Did I, John?
No. That's dicing with death, isn't it, really?
Red wine over the last one. Just full boosh.
That's fine. You probably start out. Very nice seagull badge.
Seagull
as well.
Badge, the RSPB. Actually, this is we're not a Talk United podcast,
no,
obviously,
not.
But I think there
are Barrow podcast.
I think there are seagulls in Barrow.
Yeah, of course there are. It's by the sea, isn't it?
Of course, we know there is no such thing as a seagull.
No, that's true. It's
herring gull. If you look out for the RSPB boxes at the moment, they sell little bird badges.
That's my phone falling off the table.
John's dropping his phone. He's shocked at the news.
What? Why am I just hearing about this?
What are they doing? This was my big business idea. Bird badges.
Yeah, well, it was pretty earth-shattering.
And if you root around inside, you'll get through some warblers and some blue tits and some... I mean, there's all sorts of ways we could go down there.
Yeah, and we wouldn't do that.
And you'll find a herring gull, John.
Okay.
And it looks like a Talk United mascot. What a lovely little thing to
that
have.
That is nice.
Just to have on a jacket. So it's not just a bit classier than having 1899 written on it.
Yeah.
I noticed today, John, looking at pictures of Rory Keating, or as I was today.
Yeah.
Because I've asked to be his friend. Is it friend on Instagram? What is it on Instagram?
Oh, follow him on Instagram, yeah.
We're on Instagram, aren't we, John? What is it?
We are. Nat Alps Pod? Sounds like it should be
I'm
that.
On it at Charlie Baker Comedian, if you want to find me on there, because that would be fun, because I've been told to get my numbers up.
Well, you've been on a course.
I've been on a course.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at it. Anyway, Rory Keating has a lovely picture of him. It's 1899 on his shirt, of course. On his thigh, he's got a tattoo.
He has got a tattoo.
It says 1995. I was thinking, is that when he was born? Is he 26?
No, he'd be 24, 25, wouldn't he? But yeah, it's probably about right.
Was that when he's born?
Either that or he's a big fan of the Dono Reardon years at Torquay United. Just wanted to mark them.
Well, he's Irish.
Yeah, well, that
he is Irish,
there you go,
John.
Exactly,
so he probably knows
he
Don.
Probably loves Don.
They all know each other, don't they?
He was born in 95, yeah.
Ah, that's what it is then. Yeah. It's like established. Do you think when he's dead, they'll do the other leg?
It's like engraving, isn't
when
it?
When are you getting your Nat Obs Pod tattoo, John?
I thought you were going to ask me what I'm going to have on my gravestone.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah?
In the bay.
In the grave.
In the bay. In the ground.
What? I don't know. What's a Nat Obs? I'm not very good with needles. That's the problem. You know,
I'll get one if you get one. What would you have? On the ice? Oh, yeah. An ice cube. An ice cube with Nat Obs Pod written. That'd be classy, wouldn't it?
If all our Foths had their Foth number engraved on them, that'd be nice.
We'll take your suggestions on Twitter at Nat Obs Pod on what tattoos we should get. What Talk United stuff would you like to have at your funeral, John? Talk United funerals. Should I speak to the hearse, of course, about this? Would you have yellow and blue flowers?
I'd like Paul Bastard there in the front row.
Wouldn't it look in black?
What?
Black trainers.
Yeah.
A black scarf. And a black woolly hat and black shorts.
Getting selfies with everyone.
Just in the background.
Not now, Paul. Not a good moment, actually.
Would you have a banda at your... I would. As the coffin comes in, I want a banda.
You want a banda? I think I'd go for Robert Miles. That was
more... Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's a
bit upbeat for a funeral, isn't it?
No, but it's all right. It'd be nice, John.
Celebrations.
As the coffin came in, or you went through the curtains into the fire.
Yeah.
I can't have to think how children goes now.
It'd
be lovely on an organ. It'd be lovely on a church organ, John. Some old lady trying to play it.
Desperately trying.
I can't play it, John. Da 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 da. Yeah. Everyone trying to sing along to it. What number is this, John?
95.
The 95th newsletter, John. What is in it?
Lesby Avenue. So what have we got this week? Plenty of news.
You tell me, John.
Lots of news.
I've rocked up 20 minutes late.
Plenty of news. Bit of talkie corner, bit of Barrow corner.
Oh, lovely.
I'm looking forward to most.
Didn't work, did it, John? Barrow, the whole Barrow love.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Got to give it time, haven't you? Sure. Barrow won at the weekend 2-0, which meant two goal flashes on Twitter for the official social media sponsors of Barrow, Madeira Trike Tours.
Two bookings.
Two
flashes, two bookings. Because you wait, when you're all booking a holiday this year, John, you'll be thinking, I'm drawn to Madeira.
But I don't just want to drive around.
I don't fancy a motorbike.
Driving's a bit boring.
A motorbike feels a bit dangerous. Something in the middle.
Just too few wheels for me.
I don't want to wear a helmet, legally. John, I looked it up and it looks quite good. I told you that. And you can have a self-drive or someone drives you around Madeira. Anyway, we're going to ring them and speak to them, aren't we, John?
It's the best business plan I've ever heard.
How many trikes do you think they've got?
I don't care.
It's a great business, John.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
I'm going to Torquay trike tours.
But we're going to give them a call anyway.
Here we are. This is Union Street. This is Babbacombe Cliff Railway. I love it, Babbacombe Cliff. If I was going to be a drag king, if I was a woman, I'm going to be a drag king.
That's something from Guy Ritchie.
I'd be Babbacombe Cliff.
I called him Babbacombe. Went by the name of Babbacombe Cliff.
Do you know what? I'm going to write that. That's a good film, Babbacombe Cliff. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, the music's run out. Anyway, we've got that letter from a listener. Foff game, all sorts.
Oh, lovely. It's all on. It's all in the newsletter today.
Yes.
Magic John. Do you want to give us some news?
Magic Johnson.
I didn't say it. R.I.P. Is he dead?
No, I don't think so. Is he?
I don't know.
Is Magic Johnson dead?
Let us know.
We can't carry on without...
Hashtag...
Magic Johnson.
Is Magic Johnson dead? I mean, that's, of course, Gary Johnson's real name.
Still alive. Douche. Magic Johnson still with us. Sorry about that, Magic.
You'd have a long coffin, wouldn't he, John?
He's 2 metres tall.
Didn't they make specialised coffins for basketball players?
Basketball legends.
A lot of wood, isn't it? Gonna need a bigger plank, John.
Anyway, let's start off with Aldershot. Aldershot 3.
Shit.
Surely
shit.
3. A bit of a thriller there.
Have they won once this season, Aldershot, John?
No, they have because they put together a few little results.
I can't think of them winning. I don't think I've ever heard of them winning a game.
No, they did.
Legally.
But they were winning. They were beating Aldershot 3-2 until injury time when they popped up with an equaliser. They thought they'd won it. Robbie Tinkler got sent off for Aldershot, obviously the second best Tinkler in the National League.
Yeah, as we know, the best is.
Barnet Dagenham was postponed on the weekend.
To London. Just too much to London.
And then talking
Londoned off.
Talking of postponement, did you see that Barnet also had an FA Trophy, whatever that is, game on Tuesday night against Farsley Celtic, called off 2 minutes before kickoff.
Oh, we've all been there.
7:43 off.
Yeah. Imagine it, John.
Due to a frozen
pitch.
At
least it was London. I know Farsley.
Farsley's in like Yorkshire.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, but how many fans did they have?
I can't imagine there was a huge coach convoy. Eastleigh 0, Chesterfield 2, managerless Chesterfield, only a point away now from escaping the drop zone. Oh. How must that feel for John Sheridan? Oh. Even no manager is better than one manager.
He'll be back in management soon, John.
He probably will.
Christmas, he'll get a job. Oh, it's been Christmas. oh, it's nearly end of the season now, isn't it?
It is. Ebbsfleet 0, Harrogate 2. Ebbsfleet had a man sent off for the third game in a row.
We got them next, didn't we, John?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, got them on Saturday.
We went Ebbsfleet away, didn't we?
Did.
Oh,
yeah.
That was lovely.
Thrashed them.
The
game started late after a pre-match injury to the original referee, Paul Durkin, twisted his ankle in the tunnel. Wasn't like warming up.
Stan Weedon, was it? Yeah, to ring Stan.
It was. There was
is that why it's late, was it?
With the old jeans on. Harrogate, yeah, they did win at Ebbsfleet. And they also had Josh Forkingham playing for them. And of course, as I say at Harrogate, when he's tired and needs to come off, stick a Forkingham, he's done.
Lovely. Lovely, John.
Thank
you.
Halifax 5, Maidenhead 2. So Halifax storming up into the playoffs. Maidenhead had Odie Alpha making his debut for them. Obviously a strong male presence in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Rumours of them signing Steve Beater to play alongside him.
Is that a player, Steve Beater?
No.
Steve Beaton's a darts player.
Is he?
The Bronze Adonis. Darts trophy, John. Darts trophy. Impression for you?
Very visual.
Do you know what the internet's not going to shut down, John?
What?
Trophy shop.
Yes.
You don't need the shop though, do you? Just do it on the internet.
It's pretty good to spot on the internet.
Snooker.
I got some great football
player
ones,
of the year.
Like you're falling over backwards.
We both just did the same one. It's like, send us pictures of yourselves doing pictures of trophies.
Or of your trophies.
Of your trophies, yeah.
It was Notts County 0, Dover 0. Just put a tape of that on to send Baby Alan Dowson to sleep.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Terrible. Sully Old Moors 0, Borehamwood 2. What the hell is going on at Sully Old Moors? The closest closest they got to scoring a goal was from Gavin Gunning, obviously known as the machine in the dressing room.
But they're on the up, though, aren't they? Solihull Moors, John, you say
not
what the hell's
really
going on. Doing better than they were, I think.
Yeah, they picked up a little bit. Stockport 0, Sutton 0, another for the Baby Dowson tapes.
Baby Dowson.
Result of the weekend, Wrexham 3, Woking 0, probably, isn't it?
Hey! Are you allowed to tell your Martin Tyler, Alan Dowson story yet, John?
No, I can't. No.
Episode 500.
No, not yet. Or one of them, or they have to leave their posts, I suppose.
If they leave.
I don't know.
If they leave, no, even then.
I don't know. Maybe I think they have to die.
It crosses your work. Maybe if you leave work.
Yeah, that's fine.
Could you do that?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Someone wants to come in with a job
offer
for
me. If you get out of the sports media industry.
Yeah. But Woking, got utterly stuffed at Wrexham 3-0. They even signed in the week striker Alex Wall. And of course, they did bring him off the bench, presumably to shouts of
Bring on the wall.
Didn't make any difference, though. Yeovil 2, Hartlepool 2, Barrow 2, Bromley 0. Come on, the Bluebirds.
Bluebirds.
Mighty Bluebirds.
Bluebirds going to win the league, John.
And obviously the actual result of the day, AFC Fylde 2, Torquay 3.
Beautiful, John. Beautiful. Yeah. And it was 3-1, really, that last goal.
It was, really. Yeah, it didn't count, did it, really?
They didn't play. And that first one was lucky. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Just wanged at it.
It was a good wanging.
It would just be wanged at it, didn't he?
And obviously, Jamie Reid scored a goal, which made him the first Torquay player to score 20 goals in successive seasons since Robin Stubbs well over 50 years ago. Because this is thanks to Torquay fan stats on Twitter.
He's good, actually.
He's very good.
Or she, I don't know, John. Yep, 2020,
absolutely.
John, come on.
but they'd done a list of all of Torquay's top goal scorers throughout the sort of 50s, 60s, 70s. 1972, Torquay's top goal scorer with 10 goals, Mike Treblecock.
I can't see what's funny about that. I can't. Maybe that's how he scored so many goals.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what now, these days, VAR, be offside all the time. Constantly
didn't
offside.
Didn't quite fit like a glove.
Not quite.
A malformed mitten. A mitten with a sort of technical fault.
Fitting like a mitten. It's that all the news, John? Any more news?
Do you want the table very quickly?
Always,
do you want
yes,
to know?
Please.
Because I do feel
what's
like
happening in the National League.
We haven't actually kept up with what
we
the
do know. I could tell you. Shall I have a guess?
I can tell you who's
top. Barrow. Of course. But that's always my answer.
Playoffs: Harrogate, Yeovil, Bromley, Bournemouth, Notts County, Halifax. Oh, sorry.
I was going to guess.
Sorry.
Who's top of the National League South? Shall I tell you?
Yes.
Harrow and Wealdstone.
They're just called Wealdstone, aren't they? Yeah, yeah.
And top of the National League North is...
Not that we bothered. Oh, yeah, I don't think you'll get it in a million years, to be honest.
A million years.
Well, he might get it in a million years.
I reckon I'd get it in a million years because I'd eventually say all the teams. So
they weren't in the league when we were in the league, though, so I think you might struggle.
Is it Newton Abbott Spurs, John?
No. No, it's not.
Oh, okay, who is it?
It's Kings Lynn.
Kings Lynn.
Yeah.
Yellow Army!
Yellow Army.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession.
You did go a bit Ted Low there.
I did Low there. Oh dear, it's time.
You're
oh
listening.
Dear. Where's that?
Where's that fart machine going?
Oh dear, that was funny.
That was very funny, wasn't it?
Oh dear. Oh dear, he's on the blackboard here. And as I pass over to... And now I've gone into the other... Who's the other one?
John
I like
Arlott.
As I pass over to my good friend Christopher Martin Jenkins.
This young man has brought a fart machine into the theatre. This young man.
I don't know. I was trying to do Dennis Taylor and I can't do it, but I like...
I'll stay
with whispering Ted Lowe. Okay. It's time for the big interview. Who is it with there, John?
It's comedian, Nottingham Forest fan... Tony Blair fan.
Yeah, loves him.
Loves Tony Blair.
Loves him.
He used to work for Tony Blair.
Won't hear a bad word against him, despite the Iraq war.
Despite all that. He's parked that to one side. It's Matt Ford.
It's Matt Ford.
Nottingham Forest back in the Premier League or Labour back in government? Forest in the Premier League. And that's not necessarily any reflection of politics. I would choose Forest back in the Premier League over anything else in life. Would Boris Johnson make a good football manager? No, of course not. I mean, he's not even a good politician, and that's what he's meant to be good at. So I don't think he'd be a good football manager. You can't have a football manager that's too self-absorbed to know. Brian Clough or Tony Blair? Oh, you can't... But Brian Clough is like family to me. I'm going to compromise and say Stuart Pearce. Would you rather Derby County win the Premier League or be stuck with the Conservative government for the next 20 years? Be stuck with the Conservative government for the next 20 years. Derby winning the Premier League, Derby even getting to the Premier League would be a nightmare and they'd never shut up about it. Have you ever owned a Ford? No. I presume this refers to the motor vehicle, not the... is it like a stream? But no, I haven't. The only car I ever owned was a Kia Schuma, and it was a disaster of a car. If Donald Trump supported a football team, which one would it be? Well, they'd be the most loathsome club in the world, wouldn't they? Derby. I'm Matt Ford, on the ice.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession. It's time for Barrow Corner.
Like a good fun bunch of Barrow fans, don't they?
How many of them? Do you know what? Their stadium looks awesome.
Yeah.
F*** off, Lionel.
Oh.
Lionel, you
f***. Oh,
sort
God.
Sort out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing c***. Referee, you f***. Are you from f***ing Northumberland?
Oh,
their stadium does look great, doesn't it?
That Barrow stadium. That Barrow stadium. Yeah, that Barrow stand is great,
nice.
Isn't it? Oh, I love that. It's
old school.
Great
stands,
still in the National League next year when they absolutely blow it. No, I love Barrow. I love Barrow FC. Look, what happened to. I can't name you one of their players, John.
No, Dyson.
Ah, yes. Sucking.
Yeah.
I said nearly. I meant hoovering up the opposition. And I said sucking off the opposition.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
No, of course not. Family show.
Family.
But the main reason
content.
That obviously Barrow won. Beat Bromley 2-0
why
on
not?
The box.
Absolutely hammering the league.
Just easy.
To be honest though, who hasn't won on the box this season? All the good teams have. They're
strolling
cruising.
The park.
Have we got any Barrow news to say in Barrow Corner?
Or, not really,
I've got like nothing.
I think the main thing we want to do is try and get to the bottom of Madeira Trike Tours.
Mm.
Official social media sponsor of Barrow.
Barrow FC.
Yeah.
Lee Barrow. Do you remember him, John?
I do remember Lee Barrow.
Did he go and play for Barrow? I forgot that wrong.
I don't think
Barry.
So.
I think he went to play
I
for
Barry.
I think
he was Welsh. Yeah. I think he went to Welsh.
Would have been good if he'd gone to play for Barrow. Yes, but Madeira trike tours, we have been fascinated by it. I've done a little bit of research into it.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in booking, John.
Okay.
Look, either way, if we go up or if we don't, we're all going to need a little break at the end of the season.
And why not have that break on three wheels?
What nicer than a trip to Madeira?
Fresh Madeiran air rushing through your
hair. Madeira cake.
Yeah.
And a trike.
Fortified wine.
So I think we're going to give Madeira trike tours a call.
Let's give them a call.
And see what the lay of the land is.
Okay.
Buen dia, Madeira Trike Tours.
Hola, is it fala inglés?
Buen dia, same thing. Yes, I do, yes.
Oh, great. Is that Madeira Trike Tours?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. I've seen your adverts on the Barrow Football Club, their Twitter feed every time they score a goal.
Oh, right, yes.
Great. I mean, do you love Barrow FC?
I'm sorry, I don't really know what you're talking about.
All right, okay. They're a football club, they're top of the league.
Oh, okay.
Just interested in the business. Just we're thinking of coming to Madeira, and I did think, what better way to see the country? Is it a country or an island?
It is an island. Yes.
An island. See the island than on a trike.
Yes, we have a trike. Yes.
Okay. Do I ride the trike? Do I need a bike license?
You can ride the trike. We have people who give you the tour around the island if you would like.
Okay, you have that as well, or I can. Yes. But if I wanted to come, I could ride it myself.
Yes, you could. Yes.
Okay. Am I allowed to ride it after a few Madeiran wines, or?
Well, it is not advisable, but you know.
Cake? Do I get any free Madeira cake?
No.
Okay. I mean, how many laps do I get of the island? Because it.
What do you mean lap? I don't.
I mean, it's an island, isn't it? So I'm assuming that on the trike tour, you can just go round and round the island.
But it's not a racetrack. It's an island, and we're very proud of our beautiful island. It's not for racing around. It's for looking around, and we have someone who could take you around and tell you about the island, you know?
So we don't get an amount of laps. There's no amount of laps you get.
No. I have another tour any minute now, so I haven't got much time. And Ronaldo's parents are coming to the island today.
Oh.
So we have a big celebration.
Oh, right. Ronaldo's parents. Do you get to go to the statue of Ronaldo and back again? Is that one of the trips you offer?
You can see it. It's there, but I mean, it's not a particular.
Do you do Barrow? Do you do trike trips around Barrow at all as well? Is there a link?
I don't know what this Barrow is. I'm really sorry. I don't know what this Barrow is. Sorry.
I thought you were Barrow mad.
Are you actually going to book this, or are you not?
Can I call you back? Can I call you back? I'm doing a Segway tour of Fylde. Okay. Bom dia. Hola. Adios.
Obrigado. Adios.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
You go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Lovely. Always great to be in the studio together, John.
Isn't it always much better?
Oh, it's better, isn't it? Just that bit's better, isn't it? Hey, John, any letters?
A couple of letters.
How nice, exciting.
Philip Mortem.
Ah, hello, Philip.
If we have heard from him, it's certainly been a very long time.
Philip?
Mortem.
Morton?
Morton.
Is he talking to us like we've spoken before, John?
Sort of.
Okay, on the ice, Philip.
I don't wish to do Philip a disservice.
It's terrible,
on
John,
the ice.
If you can't remember. He's like Foff 1 or something.
I know, I'm just looking back to the emails and I don't think we have heard before.
Hey, Philip.
I think this is the first time email from Philip. He says, hello, John.
On the ice
Charlie.
To you, Philip.
On the ice, I hope you're both well. I wanted to send a little email across and just register a slight unhappiness with your little skit.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with my little skit.
Listen, if I wear these trousers, it's up to me.
He says, unhappiness with your little skit, pretending to be referees and linos.
What?
I wanted to tell you that we aren't all sad and anoraks and have been on many match official-related benders. I know a party when I see one.
Okay.
Trust me.
Right.
So think on that one, lads, and I'll write again soon after you've righted your wrong on the ice and on the line from the Lynmouth lino.
Oh, now I like this. He's absolutely gone. Well, I don't know what he's talking about, because all we ever do is put a microphone in
dangle
the referee's
down,
changing
through
room.
The roof.
So no offence is meant, of course, there.
No, Philip,
but
absolutely not.
Philip,
utmost
you're
respect.
Very welcome to join us on what we called the
National
Obsession.
Yeah. I like two things I like about that. On the ice and on the line.
In the bay, in
great
the bin.
Catchphrase. Great catchphrase. On the bay.
On the ice,
bin.
On the line.
On the line.
Refs, if refs could, do you know what? Refs could take that on. It would make refs seem like the sort of superb people they are.
Yeah.
If on the back of a ref shirt it said on the ice, on the line.
I like
and then f the AR on the shorts.
Yeah. I like his nickname, the Lynmouth Lino, as well.
I mean the line
so,
I mean,
that sounds like another character from a guy which what was it? Babbicum
Babbicum Cliff.
Babbicum Cliff and the Lynmouth Lino.
It's Babbicum Cliff and the Lynmouth Lino. Why is he in Yorkshire? Babbicum.
I don't know.
Babbicum Cliff. Yeah. Lynmouth Lino.
Lynmouth Lino.
On the ice.
On the ice.
On the line, Philip. Well, Philip. We'll take it on board.
Absolutely.
It is in no way meant to be derogatory towards referees, because we like referees.
And also, very quickly, Les Brooking, Foff 29,
yes,
says,
Les.
Gents, great Barrow pod this week. I'm hoping to see you at Fylde, where we will be in our hidey-high Torquay United uniforms.
Oh,
come
yes.
and say hello. Well, number one, wasn't at Fylde.
No.
Couldn't have said hello.
Number two, hoody-ho.
Hidey-high Torquay uniforms.
No, well, my hidey-high is one of my favourite sitcoms of all time.
Yeah.
If you can see the last ever episode of Hidey-high, which is on YouTube, it is a brilliant bit of writing. Absolutely brilliant. Really, really good.
Okay.
Yes, there's a few gents, aren't there? Yellow Blazers. That is the Yellow Coats. And they made their own costumes there, John.
With
very
it.
Exciting, isn't
I'm
it?
With it.
And Les is obviously one of those guys. Is he called Les Brooking?
Les Brooking.
Like Les Miserables. Les Brooking. Les Brooking. From now on, you are Les Brooking.
Les Brooking.
On the ice to you, Les. Has Les got a Foff number, but,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, Foff 29.
A great letter. Thank
you
so much,
letters, Les.
On the ice to
now,
you.
Now, speaking of the Foffs, we do know, of course, that if you send in the requisite number of letters, good letters, or 10 tweets.
That was very derogatory, John.
No, Les is a Foff.
Okay.
You do get to become Foff. You attain Foff. Status, you get a
or
Foff
if you're a drunk man
number.
In the street when we are also drunk.
He was helpful, though. Pointed us in the right direction.
He was.
You become a Foff, and that means you get to play the Foff game.
Yeah.
Foff 4, Pete Garley played first ever Baby Alan Dowson's toys are being chucked out as a pram last week. Lost.
Yep.
It's time to replay
that game. I would
say that
the toys were odd last week, John.
They were
will
odd.
They be...
See what you think of them this week. That's all I'll say
I don't
on
know.
That.
It's up to Alan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's joining us this week, John?
Well.
It's Jane Kelly joining us.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jane. You're going to miss Rory, Jane.
Oh, yeah. Really, really,
yeah.
Even though they haven't said he's going, have they?
No, not yet, no,
much,
but it's going to happen, isn't
a
it,
bit
Jane?
Down in the dumps.
Yeah.
I like Rory. Yeah. He's part of the glory years.
The Rory years.
The Rory years.
Yeah.
Well done, John.
Thank you.
Wasn't that nice, Jane?
Yeah, that was very good.
You heard a bit of live magic then from John. Doosh. Jane, we met Tom in Dagenham. At the 0-0 we all
Dude,
secretly enjoyed.
Tom was on the podcast.
What's on
got
the podcast?
Got a Foff number.
What a lovely young man, Jane. You've done a lovely job. You've done a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, he's sitting next to me now. So.
Is he? Oh, he's sitting there with Google, is he? Google and a calculator. Ah, maybe this is
the
it.
The plot thickens.
You're in on it together, maybe.
Well, because we were going to say, Jane, that your ban has been... It's a suspended sentence. It's been decided.
Mm. Still
so you
very,
get a, you get a temporary reprieve. But
very suspicious.
This fresh new evidence.
Fresh evidence.
Yeah.
Tom sat next to you.
Well, look,
with an Argos catalogue.
Well, that would help in this game. A game which, by the way, Jane is taking credit for.
I know that. I saw that. Not only is she a massive cheat, John, she's also someone who takes credit for other people's...
Yeah.
I think it might have been Jane's
idea.
I mean,
the words were there.
I think it was
Let's
Jane's
be honest.
Idea. I think she did hold the smoking gun.
Yeah. I said that's 1-1, Jane. Well played.
We're going to play Alan Dowson's What is it called?
Baby Alan Dowson's toys are out, chucking out the. We need to.
The thing is, we didn't come up with the
shitty
idea.
No, that's your fault.
So,
actually,
so it's not got a good name, Jane. So we'll have to Alan Dowson's toys out the pram.
Being chucked out of the pram. Yeah.
Along
we heard it last week. Basically, Alan's having a few tantrums of late, not helped by the 3-0 defeat to Wrexham at the weekend.
I'd be furious about that.
He's chucking his toys out of the pram.
The Games Master doesn't turn up on this, does it, John?
Because
it's led by Alan Dowson himself.
Well, it's led by baby Alan Dowson.
The Jake, B-A-D.
Let's wait no further. And remember, if this is rubbish, it was your idea. This is your fault.
Jane Kelly's Alan Dowson game. That's what it's called.
Let's hand over now, Jane, to baby Alan Dowson to explain the game and tell you what toys he's chucking out of his pram.
How are you? It's Baby Alan Dowson here again.
I like Baby Alan.
And I'm in a right mood. We just lost to Wrexham Under 2's primary soccer skills class, and I'm absolutely raging. We've played 30 games now, and each time we've lost has been the worst refereeing performance I've ever seen. Completely coincidentally, the games that we've won, the refs have all been absolutely superb. Anyway, I'm absolutely raging and about to throw a massive tantrum. Morning Tyler's taking me out for a long old walk, but unless you guess how much these items I'm chucking out me pram are worth, I'm going to go absolutely ballistic, like. So here's what I'm chucking out me pram this week.
Good luck, Jane.
Some Johnson's baby powder.
Oof.
A bespoke Umbro baby Alan Dowson tracksuit. A remote control helicopter. Some hair product bought as an ironic gift.
Ooh.
A Hot Wheels loop-the-loop playset.
5.
An antique sideboard.
6.
And a copy of Morton Tyler's 2002 VHS, A Century of the FA Cup.
So there we go, Jane. Your
things,
seven
Jane.
Items being chucked out of Alan Dowson's pram.
Can you remember them, Jane? Can you remember any of the things there? There's no points for it. A sideboard.
I'll run you through, Jane, and we can work out how much. You think
while
the
Tom
total of all
Googles
of this
works
while Tom looks them up. So,
but, flipping,
he's not
doing a quiz with Bonnie and Clyde here.
Jane, some Johnson's baby powder, a bespoke Umbro baby Alan Dowson tracksuit, a remote control helicopter, some hair product bought as an ironic gift, Hot Wheels loop-the-loop playset, an antique sideboard, and a copy of Martin Tyler's 2002 VHS, A Century of the FA Cup. How much, Jane, do you think all of that is worth?
I've got a guess. I'm going to have a guess as well.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because I don't know.
Think, what do you think the margin is? I think we it's a bit harsh asking for
let's go
on the nose.
20 quid either way.
20 quid?
And then when Jane's done hers, you can have a look at mine as well. Otherwise, she'll just copy me because I know what she's like.
Jane's taking a lot of flack.
A lot. She's taking a hit.
Honestly, she's taking it very
okay,
well.
Okay, Jane, what's your number, Jane?
Oh, God, but this is a stupid game, isn't it?
Don't blame us. Fault only lies with you, Jane.
Oh, God, I don't know. The sideboard could be a... I would say 1,250.
Jane! Goodness sake, Jane.
1,250? Well, I have to take your first answer.
I've gone
Charlie,
£170.
£170? Well...
That's what I've gone for.
Jane, £1,250.
Yep.
Baby Alan Dowson?
No, you're wrong. Miles wrong. It was actually £839.50. I'm in a right mood now, and I'm going to throw the biggest tantrum since my assistant manager got sent off at Playmore. How are
you? Jane, you've made baby
Jane,
Alan
bad
cry.
Luck, Jane.
Never mind.
Well, at least you got a go on your game, even though you're banned and on a 6-month suspension. Hey, Jane, thanks for joining us on the ice.
Well
to you.
Then, Jane.
Speak to you again
guys.
Soon.
Yep, lovely. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. See you later. Bye.
Bye now. Bye, Tom. Bye. Bye.
The National Obsession.
And that was it. That was it for another week, John, on the National Obsession
at
podcast.
95, we're creeping ever closer.
Smashed in. The thing is, you're talking about creeping closer to 100, but, you know, still going to exist after the 100. I'm not putting too much on the 100, John.
Okay.
I'm like, just keep...
Alistair Cook, raise your back, quick.
Little...
Doffer the peak of the cap.
Not nervous in the 90s. The nervous
90s. Nervous 90s.
Spoke to someone about this podcast today, John, and they went, it sounds like it's for boys.
I said,
absolutely not, no.
Nonsense.
Absolute nonsense. We know we have many female listeners. What are they called? Women.
Yes. Sorry, I thought you asked me to name them one by one.
Probably good.
The listeners.
Maura. Well, yep. Lost Maura. Wonder if we'll ever get Maura. Maybe episode 100, the return of Maura Kitson.
Never know.
That's it. Do get in touch with us at NatObsPod.
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
There it is. And we'll see you soon on the ice.
In the bay. In the bin.
On the line.
That's it. Now, doesn't it?
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.